Okay, I'd like to skip and do a very new song. Hasn't been recorded. It's called Michael. And it's written about a period of time in my life when I began learning and falling in love with all the traditional songs and ballads. And it's really the story of my first love. And it took me 18 years of being angry at him after we broke up, until all of a sudden, one day on tour, I went back to visit the place where we met, which was the banks of the Charles at Harvard University in Cambridge in the United States. He was rowing a boat. I thought that was very romantic. And he was kicked off the rowing team for having come over and flirted with me at the edge of the bank there. Anyway, in this song are probably, I think, 14 or 15 references to early folk songs. And it's my final song of realizing that, after all, he wasn't so bad. In the time spent in the foggy dew, the raven and the dove, barefoot she walked the winter snow in search of her own true love. For she was Mary Hamilton and lover of John Riley, and the maid of constant sorrow, and the mother of the doomed Geordie. One day by the banks of the river, amidst tears and gossamer, sweet Michael rowed his boat ashore and came to rescue her and fill thee up, my loving cup, fastened to the brim. How many tender maids could love as she could then. He was likened to pretty boy Floyd, and all so John Riley, and a brave and a handsome railroad boy, and the silky of a soul scary. Loud rang the bells of Rennes,
to the brim. Careless love can do. You've heard of the wildwood flower that fades in the morning dew, and of a ship that circles three times around and sinks beneath. And to the brim.